Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited, so elated to be joining each and every one of you all collectively every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time to collectively say thank you, God, for how far you have brought me from. Thank you, God, for what you are doing in this very moment. And thank you, God, for what you are going to be doing for me and how you're going to pave the way for me to have a productive, blessed work week. Because we just declare and decree around here that God is going to do what? Orchestrate our work week. Orchestrate our work week. And so for that, we just say thank you. And so wherever you're at this morning, give God a hand clap of praise. Give God some praise and some worship because he is worthy. He is worthy, more than worthy to be praised. If you have breath in your lungs, my God, then he has done enough, okay? He has done enough. He has tapped us on our shoulders and said, son, he has said, daughter, I need for you to wake up again because I have purpose for you. You have purpose. And if you don't know, my friends, let me tell you, you have purpose, but that's not just me telling you. That's what the word shares with us too. If you get in your word, when you get in your word, I need for you to look it up. That's your homework, right? I'm giving you homework early, but definitely look it up and just say, God, what do you want me to do in this earthly realm? I give you a quick hint. He wants you to serve. He wants you to serve his people, specifically the people that he has assigned to you. And if you're like, well, Chris, I don't know who's assigned to me. Well, that's why we fast. That's why we pray. That's why we intentionally get in a better relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we do it unapologetically, do it in a way where we're like, I don't care who's doing what over here. I don't care who's doing what over there, but guess what I'm doing over here? I'm getting a better relationship with my God. I'm getting in a better relationship with my Heavenly Father because my Heavenly Father can do something that man cannot do. He can give me unsearchable things. He can share with me unsearchable things. And for that, we just got to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for sharing with me the unsearchable things of life. And when I say unsearchable, my friends, this is what I mean is just that, right? It's something that you can't search the internet. It's something that people can't even tell you out of their mouth. It's something that literally you can't do research. And I know a lot of us in our career journeys, we got to do research for certain things, but it's certain things that God wants to share with you when you fast. It's certain things God wants to share with you when you diligently pray and seek his face. That is exactly what we got to be doing on a regular basis. It's no time to play any games in this season. It's no time to just twiddle our thumbs and say, oh, you know, God is going to come through. Yes, God is going to come through. But my friends, what are you doing in the process? And so, my friends, that's a good segue into what we're going to talk about this morning, okay? It's a good segue. And so, let's get into it. So, this past weekend, as you all may know, it was my birthday weekend. My birthday was specifically on March 28th, which was this past Saturday, and it was full of a beautiful birthday celebration weekend. I not only celebrated myself, but my husband's birthday was the next day as well. So we celebrated him. And on my actual birthday, my friends, I was celebrating at my aunt's birthday celebration. And so her was originally supposed to be on in January, but because of the weather, it was snowing, we had to push it. And just so happened, it was put on my birthday, which completely fine because I now see what the Lord was doing. So I had to trust that process, right? I was like, okay, let's do it. And so I had the honor, pleasure of serving as a mistress of ceremony or an MC at the birthday party. And y'all, let me tell you, the Lord definitely was in the place. I definitely felt the Lord using me to speak to his people over the weekend. And so that, my friends, I was talking to a friend of mine who, she wasn't at the party, but I told her in the midst of me talking to her about the party, the Lord shared with me about what was going on, like what happened. He was like, it specifically needed to be on this day. It specifically needed to be on your birthday, because he is doing a new work through me. He's birthing something new through me. And that's what he was telling me. He was like, I am literally, child, show people on your birthday the anointing I have put on you, people who you grew up around, people who saw you as the little girl but now see you as truly that woman of God who I've called and appointed for such a time as this. And so the Lord specifically shared, he was like, this is your coming out party as to people seeing the true anointing over you and how you are truly going to be a voice to his people. And so I was just like, well, God, thank you. What a beautiful, unexpected birthday gift, because I was just like, God, on my birthday, he was like, yes, on your birthday, because I got something special for you. And I was like, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing me. And we always pray for God to reveal us to us. And so that is exactly the process God had to take me to truly again reveal me to me. And so, my friends, God is going to take you through some things. He's going to take you through a process. When you say those prayers, God, reveal me to me, listen, God is going to do just that. He is going to do just that. So get ready, get set, buckle up, and be on that ride of a process. And speaking of process, it's sometimes we don't even want to get processed, but that's what's really holding us up, the us not being willing, the willing vessel, as we talked about last week, us not being that willing vessel that should want to get used by God. It's like, wait a minute. I see what this might have to take from me. I see the hills and mountains I may have to climb in order to really truly endure this process. But you're not doing it alone, my friends. You're doing it with our Heavenly Father, which is a good thing. Also, God has given you people on his great earth to do it with. So I pray that God gives you the community. Of course, you're in our community, or my community, and definitely going to support you all. Love supporting you all through prayer. And for those of you that are on the text messaging list and submit your prayer request, you all know I'm coming with it, with the prayers, okay? And I send very customized prayers. Like, y'all be telling me what it is. I'll be like, yes. Lord, what we saying to your sons or your daughters right now, okay? All right, so let's get into it. Process. You already know, break the word down. So what does process even mean? And so I have three definitions here for you. Number one, process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. Number two, a series of actions that produce something or that lead to a particular result. And last but not least, number three, definition of process is to subject to a special process or treatment, or should I say to subject to a special treatment, right? To subject to a special treatment. So based on that definition, how many of us can truly raise our hand and say, I have been processed. I have been processed by God. Can we all say that? I know I truly can say I have been processed by God. And so let me tell you a quick story, a quick story. So over this past weekend, the Lord kept sharing with me process, kept showing me process, right? And the phrase trust the process kept coming up. Trust the process. And I was, hey, so there's some meaning behind this. Every time the Lord just repeatedly shows me something, I'm like, okay, clearly either you want me to talk about this with the group and or you want me to trust the process you're currently taking me through. And so, yeah, so I don't know who this is for. It's definitely for me, but I want to encourage you all to trust the process. Whatever process God is taking you through, it could be the process of searching for another job. It could be the process of going on these interviews. It could be the process of going into work or doing tasks at your job, and you're like being in a you're in a toxic work environment. You may be in an environment where you're just like, I don't even want to be here right now. You could be in the transition from your 9-to-5 to full-time entrepreneurship. You could be in so many different transitions of life, but just know as you are going through the transitions of life, there you're being processed. You are being processed, and you may think you're being processed by man. You may think you're being processed by any other thing, right? But really, it is God processing you and shaping and molding you to be who he has called you to be, and to be all that he wants you to be in this season of your life and beyond, right? And beyond. I'm over the process. Yeah, listen, that is someone in the chat said, I am over the process. And so that is a real, legit, honest feeling. We at times can be over the process. It's like, God, are you over processing me? Like, if I get over processed, am I going to be overly done? Am I going to be overly frustrated? But no, you're just going to be overly done for the Lord. Look, that's how we got to look for it. But I can definitely relate for being, I'm over the process. Okay, so listen, when you're feeling like that, ask the Lord, God, what is it that I'm within this process? Because if the process becomes to look like a cycle, like, oh my goodness, I was just here. God, what didn't I learn from the last time I went through said situation that I need to learn? Because clearly I'm here again. There must be something you want for me to learn in this situation that I did not learn last time. So whatever it is, God, help me to learn it quick. Smack it in my face. And those are the type of prayers that I pray. I pray like, God, smack it in my face. Because clearly, I don't see with my physical eyes, but I need you to smack it in my face so I can really see it with my spiritual eyes. Listen, my spiritual spectacles. And so we all have a spiritual spectacle, whether you really wear glasses or spectacles or not. The spiritual spectacles got to be on in order for us to really see sometimes what the Lord is doing in our life and how God is really processing us through the seasons in our life. And listen, I'll be the first one to tell you, whew, it's hard. It's hard to even see it, but we pray that prayer. God, reveal me to me. God, reveal me to me. And so y'all are so funny in the chat. Yes. Okay. So quick story. So I was doing my daughter's hair over the weekend,
And she kept saying, "Mommy, what are you doing? how are you going to style my hair?" She said, "Mommy, when are you even getting started with my hair?" Meanwhile, y'all, I had already gotten started. And she like, "Well, Mommy, when are you going to get started with my hair?" I'm like, I already started your hair, child. And then she said, "Mommy, it's taking too long. Mommy, it's taking too long." And I said, "Be patient. It's going to come out just fine. It's going to come out just fine." And so all while she was asking these questions, I started laughing in my spirit because I was like, "God, okay, clearly you literally smacking it in my face right now about trusting the process, about trusting, I'm going to say that, trusting the process. I'm saying it for the people in the back now, trusting the process." And so as I was doing her hair and hearing all her questions, I was like, "God, is this how I sound to you? Or is this how your children sound to you, your sons and your daughters? Is this how we sound when we are being processed or when we are going through a certain thing?" And so let me tell you how we sound. We sound like this: God, what are you doing? Right? We sound like this: God, how are you going to work it out? We sound like this: God, you started working. Have you started working on this? You really started working on me. No, I know you started working on me because I feel it, but really, have you started working on the thing that I've been praying to you about? Have you started working on it, Lord? Have you? And I know some of you have all asked these questions, and it also sounds like, "God, it's taking too long. This is taking extremely too long, Lord. When is it going to happen for me?" I'm going to say that last part again, because I know some of you all have said that. I have even said that: "God, when is it going to happen for me?" You may like maybe thinking like, "When what is going to happen? When is the true job going to come through, Lord? When am I going to stop going on all these interviews? Or when am I going to get the interview?" That touched my spirit right there for someone. When am I going to get the interview? When am I going to start seeing my business flourish? When am I going to see this ministry take off? When am I going to see the healing? When am I going to see all the things that you have promised me, God? When am I going to realize that? I know this is hitting on somebody, and I see it in the comments. You're like, yes. But yes, when is it going to happen for me? These are all the questions my daughter asked of me, but I know these are the questions that we ask of God, our Heavenly Father, when we feel the process when we feel like we're being overprocessed, right? When we feel like this process is never going to end. Like, what is going on, God? Where is the light? Show me, Lord. Show me. And so the short and sweet moral of the story of this is, trust the process, my friends. Trust the process that God is taking you through. Trust the process, because He has started the process. And I know some of you are like, "Yeah, I know He started the process, but God is going to come through for you. But God is going to do all the things He has promised you." And that is something that we just have to continuously stand on, right? And so Proverbs, y'all probably already know this beautiful scripture, but Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 states, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Woo! And He will make your path straight. And so we're going to go to the part where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." And so when we don't trust the process, we kind of lean in the direction of our own understanding instead of leaning in the direction of trusting God in the process that he is taking us through in order to really show us or in order to really like say, hey, I got a special gift for you. But if you would just trust me on this process, if you would just trust me through the hills and the mountains and the valleys I got to take you through in order to for you to really realize what I'm doing here. You meaning him as in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe. If we could just trust him, if we could just trust him to do all of those things for us, my goodness, we would see God in a way that he is truly the creator. He created us. And we have talked about this time and time again. We are his masterpieces. And so if we are his masterpieces, listen, he's not just going to just lay us anywhere. If he's going to lay us there, it's with a purpose, right? Lay us over there. Lay us over yonder or somewhere, right? It's with a purpose. And for that, my friends, we have to understand that, believe that, even when it don't feel good. I know it's hard. I get that. But we still got to lean not to our own understanding, but ask God and diligently seek God with all intention and say, God, what is it here in this workplace, in this form of my business, in this conversation? What is it? What did you want me to learn from this? What skills are you building? What characteristics, or rather, what ingredients within myself are you trying to get out for me to use for such a time as this? What do you want me to use in this season? What is it that you have put in me that you want me to really use in this season, right? And so how to trust, that's what we want to get into. How do we trust? And before we figure out how we trust, of course, I'm going to give you a definition of what it even means to trust. It is the firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something, often in the absence of absolute proof. So, my friends, that screams faith to me. It screams faith in our Heavenly Father, not faith in man, not faith in the systems of the world, not faith in any other thing, but faith in our Father. And so, Heavenly Father, we need to have faith in our Heavenly Father and trust that, what, he's going to come through for us, point blank, period, okay? And so, the quick and easy explanation or way to trust is to simply stand on the promises of God, period. And some of us may not know what are those promises of God. There are so many, but I'm gonna give you three. One is, I lack nothing. You lack nothing. The Lord is your shepherd, therefore you lack nothing. Okay, you lack nothing. And so another one is, you will work it out for my good, meaning God will work it out for our good. All things will come together for our good. And emphasis on all things, right? All things will come together for our good, because you're like, even the good, even the bad, even the ups, the downs. Yes, all things will come together for our good, okay? And so another one is, God has come to give us life and life more abundantly. So he hasn't come to give us just any old regular life. He really wants us to experience him, his presence, his heavenly presence in this earthly realm. And so, my friends, when we talk about he has come to give us life and life more abundantly, he wants the most for us. He doesn't just want us to be regular out here. He wants the most for us. And for that, we just have to know that's true. And we are going to be and will be and are captured by God's truth at any given season of our life, whether we're currently climbing up the mountain, going down the mountain, in the valleys, or whatever phase or process we are in life, God is going to be there with us. We just have to do what? Put on our spiritual spectacles and understand that God, hey, just be like, God, I see you. I see you, even when I don't see you or may feel you, but God, I know you're there. I know you're there and you're processing me to become who you have what? Called me to be. All right. So I pray that message landed in your heart the right way. I pray that you see now or are going to see how God is really processing you for to be great. Processing you to experience him in this earthly realm. Okay. Amen and amen. All right, y'all. Let's get to this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for the love that you constantly show us. God, I thank you for your grace that you allow us to experience every day. God, I thank you for the favor over our life. And let us declare that favor follows us everywhere that we go. Maybe in the grocery store, maybe in traffic, maybe at the hair salon, everywhere. The restaurants we may be going to, in the workplace. My God, we thank you for favor, your favor following us, God. God, we thank you for the gifts that you have given us, God. We thank you for all the gifts that you need us to use in this earthly realm. We ask that you push it out of us right now. Push it out of us. And in order for it to be pushed out of us, God, we do understand that we've got to be processed. There is a process that you are taking us through right now, God. And we thank God for the process, even though we may not feel like we want to thank and praise you for the process right now, God. We just do depart our lips right now and say thank you for taking us through the process. But God, we thank you for allowing us to endure the process, not by ourselves, not just with those around us that may love us, but God, thank you for allowing us to endure the process with you. So God, we ask that you bless us to trust you during the processing season, God. God, we thank you for showing us and revealing to us who you have called us to be in this earthly realm, God, even though we may can't see it right now, even though we're just like, oh, that person is far-fetched, but God, it ain't far-fetched to you. This is no surprise of who you have called us to be, because you knew us way back when. You knew us way back when, like we talked about last week, before the clock even began, you called us to do great things in your earthly realm. So God, I thank you for our career journeys. I thank you for blessing us on any interview we may have this week. I thank you for blessing our job search. I thank you for blessing us in our workplaces, God. God, I ask that you allow us to be the willing vessels for you to shine your light through us, God. And Lord, let us not be ashamed to be your kingdom citizens in any work environment that we may be in, and be unashamed of your gospel, Lord. So God, we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you for all you have done and all you're going to do. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.